I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to 5 to Thrive with Soda Pop Love, an HD Smartcast original. I'm Shraddha, a fashion and lifestyle blogger looking to help you live your best life. From fashion and skincare to physical fitness and mental health, in each episode, I will introduce you to 5 things you can do to thrive in your life. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hey ladies, it's been a hot minute since I spoke about fashion on my podcast. Honestly, it's been a hot minute since I spoke about it in any capacity anywhere. But with this past week being Fashion Week all over the world, I just had to talk about it. Now, if you follow me on my Instagram page, Soda Pop Love, you'll know that I dedicate time and effort to research and share my favorite looks and trends from these shows. But this year, I've done none of that. Partly because it's just not a priority right now with the rest of the world in the state that it is in currently. And secondly, the brands that are having these physical shows, I think it's highly irresponsible. There are so many models and other workers who have tested positive at these shows. Simply put, I don't think any fashion collection is worth endangering so many lives and contributing to the propagation of a deadly virus that can barely be managed at this point. Having said that, Fashion Week always makes me stop to edit and audit my current fashion preferences and leanings. And this is what the current image in my head is looking like, and the fashion choices that are being determined by things that are other than fashion trends. First, no jeans forever. Okay, maybe not forever, but we'll see. Fortunately or unfortunately, the extended time that I've spent wearing PJs this year has made me realize that denims are torture chambers that fall just short of the corsets. Honestly, I'd forgo pants altogether, but I do have to consider winters that are coming up, so we'll see. The only denim brand that I am taking into consideration though is thereyougo.in because have you seen the stuff? It looks so amazing and their take on denim is just absolutely mind-blowing. Second is to proclaim my femininity. Now, the more I'm listening to the moral policing, office guidelines, educational institute guidelines, and general patriarchal bullshit, I realize that I want to embrace my femininity even more. As women, we all have a different outfit that is our declaration to the world that I am woman. For some, it's a sari. For others, it's a power suit. For some, it's a blingy short skirt. While for others, it's a maxi dress. For me, it's a dress. Short, mid, long, flowy, bodycon, slip dress, all shapes, styles, and sizes, I'm going to be saying yes to the dress. Some homegrown brands that I'm loving lately are Urban Suburban, Ordinary, Earth, and Kauai. And of course, my long-time favorite, Nasty Small Room. All of these stores can be found on Instagram and you can message them to find out about their products, and I will be leaving the names and links to all of these stores and other resources in my show notes, so do check that out. Third, Marie Kondoing it. Yup, I raided my closet and went the Spark Joy route. And whatever didn't align with my vibe was out. Whatever had a bad memory attached to it was out. And whatever had been bought on a whim but had failed its sole duty as a garment to make me look good was out. I was ruthless, but I'm so much happier for it. To know more about the Marie Kondo method, read her book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Fourth, skirting the issue. Now, during my Marie Kondo / Fruit Ninja phase, I realized that I had an ungodly amount of short skirts. Think two big piles that could barely balance when stacked up. And these are of every kind. Leather skirts, denim skirts, blingy skirts, wrap skirts, office skirts, multi-purpose tube tops / skirts. I'm sure there are a couple of types that I missed. Types, mind you. That means I have multiples of each kind. So many skirts. And how many times did I wear them in the past 365 days? Zero. Zero. Now, of course, the logical thing is to get rid of anything that hasn't been touched in over a year. But these still spark joy and fit right in with my vision of me beating my chest and screaming, "I am woman," from the rooftops. So the skirts stay, and I wear a new one every time I step out of the house, which isn't often enough, maybe once a week, but it's a start. Last but not least, dressing for the vision of my upgraded, higher, or ideal self. Now, a lot of people may or may not agree with my reasoning here, but this is a revelation I've had recently. It'll take some explaining, so bear with me. Clothes evoke emotions. It's why you dress up for a party, whether it's with relatives or strangers. Not only do they evoke emotions in you and help make you feel confident, they evoke emotions in others, impacting their judgment of you right from the first impression to their assessment of your current status. Keeping not just this, but other factors in mind, it is important to have a vision of an upgraded version of ourselves. Now, there are many, many, many advantages of doing this, and I'll probably cover this in a separate episode to talk about the whys and hows of it. But simply put, when you envision a better version of yourself, and I mean intentionally sit and focus on who you want to be, it changes the way you think. If you really get into the finer details and build an actual living, breathing person that's you inside your head, you start to show up differently. You start to work towards that goal, towards that vision, because you can see it. It's in front of you. And one of the easiest ways to show up as that person is the clothes you wear. Just imagine that vision you have crafted in your head is starting to resemble the person that you currently are. Believe me, the drive to make that version become a reality becomes 10 times. Heck, it becomes 100 times. And that is a little mindset hack that I just shared with you that most successful people all over the world use for themselves when they're wanting to upgrade to their next level. If you're interested in more of this kind of knowledge, two classic and highly recommended books for women are Untamed by Glennon Doyle and You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. Now, all of these links and resources that I've mentioned will be mentioned in the show notes of my episode, so do check that out. And that is a wrap. It's interesting to see how times have changed priorities and mindset, especially around consumerism and fashion. I guess for me, my biggest revelation about clothes and fashion has been that my clothes should serve me, instead of me serving and propagating fashion trends. So, with that nugget of wisdom for you to chew on, I'm going to leave you to ruminate until next time. Bye!
So, that's it from me. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like the podcast, share it with your friends, and subscribe to my show to stay up to date with all the upcoming episodes. There are some fun ones lined up. To listen to more interesting podcasts about various topics, do log on to hdsmartcast.com. And you can also share your thoughts and suggestions about today's episode on Instagram at theraithsoda.pop.love and Twitter at @theraithsoda_pop_love or at @HDSmartcast on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode. Bye.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.